surprise? What was it?
I was very, very surprised. GM called me, said, come in. Went in, and, you know, I kind of figured, I was like, I'm about to get traded. I don't know. I sat there, and he was like, Denver's very, very interested in you. And I said, really? You know, I was kind of excited at the same time. I was like, wow, Denver? Really? That'd be an amazing place to go to. I mean, Peyton Manning's there. I mean, are you kidding me? But it was a very, very emotional day for me during that time, and, you know, telling everyone goodbye and my teammates, seeing them for the last time. So I had to really, really just gather myself for a moment and come to the realization that I'm going to Denver. We pulled the trigger, and next thing you know, I'm a Bronco.
You know the business, obviously, but was it tougher to wrap your head around it than you expected? Or?
It was tough. I thought the transition would be easy, you know, just taking myself out of that environment and just transforming my mind and telling myself that I'm going somewhere else. But it was very, very tough. It's very tough, extremely hard. But after a while, after 24 hours, you can get it. You just get it. I mean, it's just something you have to deal with and something you just have to face and just move on. Move on. One door closes and another door opens, and that's what it's all about.
You spent 9.5 seasons there. What was it like today? Because you haven't gone through this new team thing.
I felt like a chicken running around with my head chopped off. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. Well, the guys are lifting weights right now, but I didn't get the time. I'm trying to figure everything out. This is all new for me, and it feels different. It feels like I'm a rookie all over again. I'm excited about being here. I can't wait to get out on the field and win games with these guys.
How quickly do you think you can contribute?
Well, right now I'm learning as much as I can, as much as I possibly can. It's coming. It's coming together, but I just have to continue to stay with it, be on top of it. You know, like today, you probably saw me out there with Peyton. He was every chance that he got, he would grab me and we would just walk through some things. And it's different. It's different. I mean, I've never seen anything like it before. Everything's completely different from, I mean, just the way he's talking to me. I'm shaking my head. I was like, yeah, I understand. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. But it's everything, the verbiage, signals, the way Peyton wants things, and it's just different, but I'll get it.
Birds, it's exciting knowing that Gary Kubiak loves to utilize the tight end in his history.
Oh, it's very exciting. I can't wait. Last night I was just laying in my bed and I just couldn't sleep. I was like, I'm here in Denver and Kubiak and Peyton. This is going to be fantastic.
This also brings you back with Luke Richardson, who helped you from the combine, right? Mm-hmm. Is it good being back with him? Have you worked with him continually over
here? Oh, it's good to be with Luke. Last time I seen Luke was when we were in Arizona before the combine. Did some great things with him. He helped me to prepare myself for the combine and went out there and gave him my all. But it's good to see him again, be back with him, and I know that he's going to help me continue to grow.
You played in championship games in the Super Bowl. To be back in the mix with a team that's obviously going to be in the mix at the end, is that exciting?
Yes. That feeling, I can remember the feeling just being in that moment, playoffs and Super Bowl. Yeah, it's nothing like it. That's the only reason why we play this game. And to be here, I can feel the energy. There's so many leaders on this team, and that's what it takes. It takes that. You have to have leaders and guys that are willing to come out and work hard and just get better. Even in the locker room, everyone's extremely nice. Everyone's together. The synergy is there. It's all there, and you can feel it. The first day I walked in, it's like, wow, I can feel it. I mean, and when I got here, no one was even here. I could just feel it. The environment, it's just a beautiful thing. I'm ecstatic to be here today, and hopefully I can remain here.
From 1,000 miles away from San Francisco, not knowing anything about what you went through,
it's easy for me to say in the last 2 years, where did Vernon Davis go from that elite level player you were a couple of years ago?
Well, if you look at it, you know, everyone's asking that question. Where did I go? If you look at San Francisco, look at the year when I started to drop off, and you know, what happened with the team? You know, what happened with the team? They started to fall, and you know, there were so many things going on, so much turmoil, and you know, no one really excelled. No one really had success. As a team, we didn't have success. If the team's not having success, chances are I'm not going to have success. And I mean, that's what it is. And look at them now. You know, they've only won 2 games, and it's hard. It's tough to be able to play with a team where, you know, you just don't have everything you need, and things aren't going to happen for you. And to answer your question, that's where I've been.
And the synergy you were talking about, or the energy that you're talking about here, is that one reason why it's even more important to you?
Yes. I mean, last time I felt that energy is when we were winning those games. You just knew it. You just knew we were going to go out and win games, because we had all the pieces. We had all the leaders. We had just that winning attitude to just go out and just compete and just win games. And right now, I feel like we have that. Look, I've never played with Peyton. I've never played an offense like this before. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be damn good. I know it's going to be good. I can feel it. Like I said, I'm running around, and you know, I'm trying to figure this thing out, learning as much as I possibly can. Once I get it, I can start to do other things. I can pick Peyton's brain more. I can, you know, kind of go up to him and ask him certain questions. But right now, I don't have that. But it's coming. It's coming.
What does it mean to you that you have a quarterback that's done it all, seen it all, pretty much knows it all? How much does that mean to a tight end, or to you in particular?
It's kind of overwhelming. It's overwhelming because, I mean, Peyton's, he's one of those guys that every wide receiver dreams about having. I mean, I've been dreaming about Peyton since I left college.
Does he know that?
I don't know if he knows it, but I've been dreaming about this guy. But I just had to, where I came from, I just had to accept what I had, you know, not knocking those guys. I mean, Colin and Alex, those guys were, they were really good. They were good. They were good at their craft. They were good quarterbacks. But we're talking about Peyton Manning. I'm a whole another level. I mean, we all know that. A little overwhelming, but once I get out there and get going and get used to the way he's doing things, and you know, it's all go.
How did those dreams end?
The dreams?
Yeah.
Which dream?
Touchdowns.
with Peyton?
Yeah.
It was a good dream. It was a good dream.
You got Owen Daniels and Virgil Green. Have you picked their brains? What do you think of those guys?
I think they're very unique. They're unique guys. They're Owen Daniels. I've known him for a little while. He's been in the league just as long as I have. Virgil, he's a young guy. I looked at the film from last week, and he had a pretty solid game. I came in and I congratulated him on that game, because I thought he did a wonderful job. He's growing, very talented in my eyes. I think collectively we have a pretty good unit, you know, when it comes to tight ends, and we're just going to continue to feed off each other and learn and just grow.
Anything you miss about being a Niner?
Anything I miss about being a Niner? I miss everything about being a Niner. I came straight out of college and went to San Francisco. So that's all I really knew. But like I said, one door closes, the other door opens, and you have to take what you can get and move on.
You brought up the turmoil that was there. Was an environment hard to succeed in?
It's kind of the energy, just like the synergy in the building I just talked about, energy, all those things. You can feel it. You can feel it. And normally when those things are floating around, it kind of makes you feel a certain way.
Vernon, if you're not caught up to speed on Sunday, a couple things. Do you look for your little brother and say, hey, Peyton, I know I can get open against him, just throw me the ball? And how neat will that be to have your, you know, your whole family can go one
game? It would be pretty cool to have my whole family come and see me compete against my brother. But, you know, this game is not really about me and my brother. It's bigger than that. It's about winning a game and just adding onto what these guys have accomplished here before I arrived. But that's all it's about. That's my focus. That's my mindset. And right now I'm just going to try to learn as much as I possibly can and get ready for Sunday.